This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. It's been on the front page of many Bay Area newspapers that the Board of Supervisors for San Mateo County is getting ready to vote on whether to remove Christina Corpus as sheriff for alleged improprieties. Tom Perez is a member of her defense team and joins us now. Welcome to Coastside Radio.
Jim, it's great to be with you.
First, I would like to give our listeners some background on who Tom Perez is. You were the senior advisor for President Joe Biden. You have served as Secretary of Labor and United States Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, just to name a few of your former job titles. So with that in mind, I'm compelled to ask you this question. What were the particulars of this case that made a well-known and respected D.C. lawyer like you join the defense team of a county sheriff here in California?
I joined the defense team of Sheriff Corpus because I believe in what she has done. She is a pioneer. She's a change agent. She has done so much to reduce crime and restore public confidence in law enforcement. She has hired contingent of deputies and other civilian employees that reflect the community and that respect the community. I spent over a decade of my life at the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division investigating police departments and sheriff departments that had a lot of trouble, and in many cases prosecuting deputy sheriffs or police officers who had engaged in wrongdoing. I respect law enforcement, and that's why I made sure that law enforcement was accountable. And she ran as a change agent. And I got involved in this case because I think what is happening to her now is a gross miscarriage of justice. The most important thing that a sheriff can do is keep the community safe. Crime is down substantially. One of the most difficult things that police chiefs and sheriffs across the country have, one of the biggest challenges they have right now, is recruiting qualified folks, because there's a lot of communities where police officers and deputy sheriffs don't want to apply. She cracked the code on that. She hired over 250 people that reflect the community. She cracked the code on this, Jim. Really important. And your community saw it firsthand, because literally 3 weeks after she took office, we had the horrific mass shooting. He was there for the community. He grieved with the community. She made sure the community had what they needed. And what upsets me most about this case is that nobody expected her to win this race back in 2022. She wanted to change the culture of policing. And she won decisively because the community had a voice. And from the day she won that primary, Jim, in June of 2022, her opponents had it out for her. They wanted to bring her down. And so they concocted these lies about, oh, she had an affair with one of the people who helped her get elected and whom she hired to the department. That is false. But you know what they did? They kept repeating that lie. They got a retired judge to do a report, the so-called Cordell report, that accused her of this infidelity. That Cordell report is not worth the paper it's written on. Don't take my word for it, Jim. All you have to do is look at the proceedings that we just had in San Mateo County literally a couple weeks ago. During those proceedings, the county didn't even introduce that Cordell report. You know why? Because it wasn't worth the paper it was written on. But do you know what the original sin from her opponents was? They knew that report was contained false information, and yet the county executive, Mr. Callagy, put it on the website, and to this day it stays on the website, and that's what voters relied on when they voted for Initiative A. And the people trying to bring her down, some of them apparently don't trust the community, because the community has no voice in this. They could have initiated a recall proceeding and let the community decide. She won by 14 points, 14 points. And so the community, the folks leading the charge against her, they didn't want the community to have a voice because they were afraid they would do exactly what they did in 2022, which is to say, thank you, Sheriff, for what you have done. And so I hope the community will engage, because the five members of the Board of Supervisors are going to have to make a decision in the coming months. And I don't want to paint with an unduly broad brush. I mentioned two of them have already passed judgment. Three of them haven't, and I appreciate that. All five of them should have remained neutral. But I am hopeful that the community will step up and make their voices heard and say, if you want to remove the sheriff, we should have a voice in that too, and you've taken our voice away. I think that's shameful. Things are going in a remarkably good direction in San Mateo County on so many important metrics. I'm proud to be part of her team.
So what is the timeline for this to play out one way or the other? Does the sheriff have any recourse if the supervisors vote to remove her from office?
Well, the process is the following right now. We just completed, again, a week or two ago, right before Labor Day, we completed an administrative hearing in front of a retired judge. And then the judge has 30 days to set forth and send to the Board of Supervisors his recommendation on what should happen. Unfortunate about the process that the county set up is that if the judge declares that they haven't met their burden of proof, the Board of Supervisors are free to disregard it and say, no, she's guilty. I want to remove her.
Right. Well, you were talking about the people having a voice in this whole process, and I was thinking as you were talking, and I know this is very hypothetical, you being a lawyer, maybe you can answer this question for me, and that is, suppose that the judge finds favorably for Christina Corpus, but the Board of Supervisors removes her anyway. Is it theoretically possible that she could run for office again and be reelected by the people?
There would be nothing stopping her from doing that. I would certainly encourage her to do that, because they are thwarting the will of the people. And here's what we suggested, because one of the things that I think is very, very unfair about this process is that the community doesn't have a voice. Now, they might say, well, no, Initiative A passed overwhelmingly. That is factually accurate, but it's equally accurate that the document they relied on, the so-called Cordell report, was fraught with errors and falsehoods. Again, to the point where this document, hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money was put to bear on that report, and they're not using it. But they did use it to dupe the voters, and that's exactly what happened. What we have suggested and recommended to the Board of Supervisors is the community should have a voice here, because they haven't had one. And here's what could happen, Jim. One way to give the community a voice, and the sheriff would abide by whatever the community does, is there's a proceeding in California called a civil grand jury proceeding. For those of you who followed Santa Clara County, this is a civil proceeding where you believe that an elected official has done something that justifies their removal. And in Santa Clara County a couple of years ago, there was a civil grand jury proceeding. That is to say, it was a trial where the former sheriff in Santa Clara County was accused of wrongdoing. And at the conclusion of that trial, the 12 jurors from the community found that the sheriff had committed wrongdoing. Sheriff Corpus welcomes a day in court in front of 12 members of the community, 12 members who would commit to having an open mind and reviewing the evidence and rendering a judgment. We're not afraid of the community. We embrace the community. We've suggested, not just suggested, but we've written a letter to the Board of Supervisors asking them to hold this proceeding that they just had in abeyance because of all of its problems, the Cordell report being one of the most serious problems, and allow the community to have that voice. Have a jury trial in front of 12 San Mateo County jurors that are duly selected through a fair process. Get 12 open-minded people to hear the case and have them render judgment. We've asked that, but to date, the county hasn't accepted our recommendation. I think I know why. Because they could lose control. That's not a good reason. This should be a search for the truth, not a witch hunt. Fortunately, this process leaves a lot to be desired.
I wish we had more time to speak to this issue, but time is not our friend right now, and we're running out of time. So I want to thank you so very much for taking your time to join us today to give us some interesting perspectives about this case and what's going on, not only going on now, but maybe possibilities for the future as well. So it has been rather illuminating, to say the least.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, the community is not without a voice. Please make your voices heard with the 5 members of the Board of Supervisors. They are counting on people just sitting back and doing nothing. That's not democracy. Please have your voices heard, because I have a lot of hope that the 3 members of the board who have not passed judgment, I am hopeful that when they hear everything, they will do the right thing. And I hope that the residents of the community make sure their voices are heard. Your voices were heard loudly and clearly in June of 2022. And unfortunately, opponents didn't accept that result. And they've been on a mission to remove the sheriff come hell or high water ever since. That's not fair. And I want her to continue to do the great job she's doing in reducing crime, restoring public confidence in the sheriff's department, and making sure that the community will thrive. Thank you so much for having me.
Tom Perez, former senior advisor for President Joe Biden and leading member of the defense team for Sheriff Christina Corpus against efforts by the County Board of Supervisors to remove her from office. By way of transparency, we thought listeners would benefit hearing the arguments of the sheriff's defense team, since most of the news has been focusing on why her opponents want her removed. And if you want to weigh in on this debate, you can always contact members of the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now we invite you to join Cameron Palmer for a ride in the KHMB time machine as we journey back to the year 1990. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB feature story of the week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hi, Coastside neighbors. It's Corinne Bucher from the Cabrillo Education Foundation. It's that time of year again. Sunday, September 21st from 10 to 4 in Pillar Point Harbor is the 7th annual Coastside Cornhole Tournament. We'll have food from Catch, we'll have local beer, Kids Zone, all for a good cause, supporting our public school students. And a special thanks to our partner, the San Mateo County Harbor District, for hosting in the harbor this year. To buy tickets, go to ceffund.org and click on the link. That's ceffund.org.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine. with host Cameron Palmer.
1990. Going back 35 years, the time machine now stops in 1990. These are the stories making news on the coastside. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, truck smashes into home, pins man under wall, the serenity of Robert Holzman's jewelry workshop in the foothills of Montero was shattered last week when a runaway construction truck slammed into his home. Holzman suffered a broken leg and cuts. The truck emergency brake had not been set, and the truck rolled 450 straight feet right down into Holzman's home. Speed reduced on Highway 1. The speed on Highway 1 between Grove Street and Terrace Avenue will be reduced from 45 to 40. The change is the result of a recent study requested by Councilman Ted Erickson. Army denies dump permit. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied a permit request by BFI that would have allowed construction of a 287-acre dump. The Army says the company would be better served by expanding their current dump site. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Has anyone noticed that long after the 4th of July fireworks, they've continued? These weren't your little backyard fireworks. They resounded throughout the neighborhoods with thundering noise and at late hours. And so intermittent that just when you think they're done, they fire off again. It's unsettling for humans, and the sad thing is for animals. I'm not sure how cats react, but dogs become traumatized. Some jump into bathtubs. Some need to be cuddled in blankets. I wondered if the fireworks folks have animals so they can realize the havoc that spreads. I've wondered how they have time to do these fire rings. Maybe during commercials or of movies being watched, maybe between beers. They finally subsided, and let's hope they stay quiet, or let's hope they get a dog and they love to see how upsetting their dog can be, and maybe they'll stop. Stay calm and keep it down. It's 1990, and following the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, Operation Desert Shield begins as the United States and the UK send troops to Kuwait to help repel the Iraqi invaders. The U.S. is experiencing a bad recession that is being felt around the world. The wall dividing Berlin falls, and East and West Germany reunite. An earthquake in Iran kills 50,000 people, while a 7.7 quake in the Philippines kills over 1,600 people. President George Bush and the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end the production of chemical weapons. In technology, Tim Berners-Lee publishes the first web page on the World Wide Web, while the first in-car GPS satellite navigation system goes on sale from Pioneer. How are we doing with the cost of living in 1990? With an average income of $28,900, you can buy a house for $123,000 or an IBM PSI computer from $999 to $1,999. And oh yes, the cost of a gallon of gas is $1.34. Popular films include Home Alone, Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, and The Hunt for Red October, Mr. Sean Connery. In popular music, it's not unusual for an artist to cover a hit from the past and bring it back into popularity. That's the case with this 1966 hit by the Isley Brothers. It came back again and goes to number one on the AC charts. Here's Rod Stewart with This Old Heart of Mine.
Each day that passes by, you got me having a moment.
music associated with popular movies tend to do well. And that's the case with this number one hit from the movie Pretty Woman. Here's Roxette, and It Must Have Been Love. The time machine stop, or where will it take us next week? Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I want to share two sweet stories of dogs being heroes. The first is about a pit bull named Simba. He is a perfect example of why you should never judge a book by its cover. Simba lives with his owner, Arjunet Mahana, in an apartment building in Sweden. Despite how Simba has always been a sweet pup, the neighbors in their building have negatively judged him for being a pit bull. One elderly woman who lived on the floor below Mahana and Simba always took particular care to avoid the pup and shun his advances. He always tried to greet her, but she called him mean and looked at him with fear, Mahana said. She never liked him because he was a quote-unquote bad breed. Her attitude changed, however, after Simba saved her life. Mahana and Simba had recently been returning to their apartment from a walk when the pup started suddenly barking and pawing at the elderly woman's door, and he refused to leave. As Mahana pulled on Simba's leash in bewilderment, he heard a faint voice calling for help from inside. The elderly neighbor had fallen and broken her hip. For 2 days she had been stuck on the floor without any way of calling for help. Mahana then called medical services and waited with her until an ambulance arrived, and she was sure to thank her rescuers for their intervention. She said, "Thank you for hearing me." I thought she was talking to me at first, Mahana recalled, but then she said, "No, not you, the nice doggy." Suffice it to say, the woman has had a change of heart towards her new canine friend. Mahana also now hopes that Simba's story will help other people to reconsider their views on pit bulls as well. A stray dog is being hailed as a hero after she was found protecting a litter of 5-week-old kittens from frigid Canadian temperatures. A passing motorist in Ontario spotted Serenity the dog curled up on the side of the road. Upon stopping to check on the pup, the Good Samaritan found that Serenity was curled up around 5 newborn kittens. It is quite possible that if Serenity had not safeguarded the kittens until the driver stopped, they would have remained hidden on the side of the road. And with daytime temperatures in the city averaging around 42 degrees, the cold could have proved to be fatal. After the Good Samaritan called the Pet and Wildlife Rescue, the pup and her kittens were whisked away for evaluation and deemed to be in good health. The kittens are now staying with the foster family until they are old enough to be adopted. Since the Pet and Wildlife Rescue posted Serenity's story on social media, many users have begged the organization to adopt out the pup and the kittens as a group package. The rescuers later made a follow-up post about how they try and get canines out of a cage shelter environment and into their forever homes as soon as possible, and the kittens still require months of growth until they are ready to be adopted. Regardless, Serenity's story has already won the hearts of dozens of potential adopters, and once she is properly spayed, she will be ready to head to her forever home. I hope all of you and your furry friends have a wonderful holiday season. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, bringing you some more information on the flu for this week's health report. While people were first being offered the flu vaccine in November, it is still not too late to get vaccinated, as the flu season typically peaks in February and can last as late as May. For millions of people, the flu can mean a fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle aches, fatigue, and miserable days spent in bed. While anyone can get the flu, some people are at greater risk for flu and complications like pneumonia. These people at greater risk include children younger than 5 years old, especially those younger than 2 years, pregnant women, people with certain medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart and lung disease, and people over 65 years old. If you care for anyone in these high-risk groups, or if you care for infants younger than 6 months old who can't get the flu shot, it is important for you to get the flu vaccine to help keep both yourself and them healthy. Dr. Andrew Duxbury, an associate professor in gerontology at the University of Alabama School of Medicine, explains why the flu can pose such risks for seniors. When older people get the flu and get knocked down further, they are more likely to get other infections, such as pneumonia. Being knocked into bed, he says, for as little as 3 to 4 days can, in a frail older person, make it so they lose the ability to walk and do for themselves. It can cause a spiral in disabilities, an increased chance of falls or injuries. Prevention is the best defense. Seniors and their caregivers should get a flu shot, wash their hands regularly, and avoid crowds, Duxbury recommends. He also recommends some advice if seniors get the flu. Stay hydrated. Appetite and thirst mechanisms, he reports, are different in older people. They can tip over to dehydration in less than a day if they don't keep their fluids up. Seniors with the flu need to get out of bed at least a little bit. It's better for their lungs and helps avoid pneumonia. He recommends if seniors have shortness of breath, a cough that produces mucus, or a fever higher than 101 to contact their doctors. After a word from our sponsor, Dr. Ray Shepherd, I'll return with some nutritional tips to help prevent the flu.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Besides getting a flu shot and avoiding handshakes, how can you pump up your immune system to keep the flu away? Experts at the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics suggest the following smart food choices can boost your immune system. Start with protein. Lean meat, poultry, seafood, eggs, beans, and soy products can help build your defenses. Vitamin A works to protect you from infections by keeping your skin, respiratory system, and body tissues and your mouth and stomach healthy. For vitamin A food sources, choose colorful sources like carrots, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, and red bell peppers. Vitamin C can boost immunity and helps you form antibodies that fight off infections. Citrus fruits of all kinds are a great source of vitamin C. Nuts are packed with vitamin E, which works as an antioxidant, neutralizing free radicals. Including some almonds or sunflower seeds will provide some zinc, which also helps your immune system to work properly and helps wounds to heal. Zinc is also found in lean beef, crab, black-eyed peas, and tofu. Choosing foods rich in these nutrients will help fight infections and may help prevent illness. Call it flutrition. For this week's health report, I'm Kathy Henderson, hoping you will stay well and flu-free.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Today we feature the band El Cajon. Formed in Marin County in 2016, El Cajon will be at the Old Princeton Landing on Friday, September 19th. My guests this week are David Gilmore, who just joined the band, formerly the Califuegos, and R.J. Holmberg of the band El Cajon and a founding member. El Cajon is most famous for their infectious, high-energy live shows, catchy hooks, and five-part harmony sing-along anthems, and you'll hear some of that today on the show. Welcome to Coastside Carousel. David, I know you from the Califuegos. How did you get hooked up with Mr. RJ here?
It's kind of a cool story. About 12 years ago, a friend, Martin, said, "Hey, I'm playing in this new band. You got to come up to the Presidio Yacht Club." So a few friends head up there and we see Martin. It's great to see him. And then we look over and I immediately recognize the lead singer, and it's RJ. And we hadn't seen each other in probably 12 plus years. And, we played in a band called the Lomaxes together back in like the mid 90s. And he was the bass player and, backups vocalist.
Yep.
And that's, how we kind of got together again.
RJ, this is the surprise I'm going to bring on you now. Get to the microphone here. You're out of, El Cajon in Southern California.
Correct.
Namesake of the band El Cajon.
Indeed.
So I spent a lot of time in San Diego, and do you remember the Cajon Zone?
Absolutely.
Do you remember the station KGB Radio?
100%.
Right out of college, I worked there on the weekends.
Right on.
As a rock DJ, so I'm a rock guy, and I know El Cajon very, very well.
Yeah, it's not that I wouldn't say the nicest part of San Diego, and so it was almost a tongue-in-cheek band name, but people who know it love it, and yeah, indeed, that's funny, and I listened to KGB, was the rock station my whole childhood.
Speaking of which, let's talk about your influences. I've heard from David before on this subject matter, but tell us about what era you grew up in rock. Pretty much when you were 11 to 14, if you tell me the bands you were listening to, I can tell your musical taste through the rest of your life.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. 11 to 14. I would say early KGB days were like Van Halen and just rock and roll bands. But then Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors were huge in my life. And then I think it was right around towards the end when New Wave came in and 91X started. And like all of a sudden I'm listening to Elvis Costello and Joe Jackson and The Specials. So I was in that full-on rock to new wave and cool, like that indie
and
rock.
What a great way for music in that day, too. It was the rock of the 80s format with Rick Carroll out of L.A.,
yeah,
who actually was up here for a while in Northern California.
That's
he grew
cool.
up here in the Valley. And just an exciting time in radio. You don't get that so much anymore, but now we have streaming platforms, right? So
yeah,
you can get pretty much anything. Let's play our first track of the day.
Sounds great.
And the one I really love is really danceable. It's fun. Don't Forget the Girl. It's such a great jam. I don't even know what the lyrics are talking about, RJ. So could you tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah, I'll give you
a
quick
overview.
It's a great
danceable song.
Yeah, it's her latest release, and it's a song about women, and it's all inspired by my oldest sister, Paula, who in El Cajon were playing Kick the Can with the neighborhood kids, and as always, there was a bully. And one night, my sister Paula had enough of him and took him down. And it was like a brilliant, she was a legend after that in our town. And so we always joked about the story. And then a couple years back, I was just playing this kind of gypsy, weird thing. And that story hit me and flowed out of my body into a song.
This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and the venues at which they play. I'm Mike Dale. RJ Holmberg and David Gilmore with us. Right now, let's get our dancing shoes on. Don't forget the girl. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Love, 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 love.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. And this is Coastside Carousel featuring the band El Cajon. We'll be at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, September 19th. 6 o'clock showtime. I call it a low dough show because it's $10 to get in. You can't go wrong. $10 to go see a rock act. Come on, guys. RJ Holmberg is here and our good friend David Gilmore. And Mike Dale sitting in with you. RJ, when you're playing all these gigs, is this your first trip to Half Moon Bay Coastside area?
This is. We're super excited that David got us this gig, and it's going to be, it'll be our first time down here. So we've been playing a lot of San Francisco gigs, Marin County gigs, Napa and Sonoma, but for whatever reason, this is our first gig down here, so we're psyched.
RJ, let's play another song, and this one's a ballad that you wanted us to play called Never Too Late. Let's talk about that. Is that you on lead vocals, by the way?
It is, yeah.
That is a beautiful lead vocal. You are putting it all out there. Tell us about it.
Thanks, yeah. It's pretty loud. I listened to it the other day and hadn't in a while. It's a song. It's about really about my father, actually. When he retired, it was a little early. He was from Omaha, Nebraska, worked for a Mutual of Omaha, remember that, Wild Kingdom, for 30-something years. And they sort of forced him to retire a little earlier than he wanted to. And I watched him kind of struggle, like try to figure out, like, what do I do now? And it's about that. Just like, hey, it says it repeatedly. It's never too late until you're in the ground. And it's, you know, it's kind of heavy, but it's whenever we play it, there's people bawling. I mean, literally, like, it's one of those songs that hits people pretty hard.
So. How many times in our lives, and we're not spring chickens, right, guys, that we've reinvented ourselves over time?
Yeah.
I know I have. David, I'm sure you have. And RJ, I'm meeting you for the first time.
I'm in the process of doing one right now.
Always reinventing ourselves. All right, here it is. This is the ballad, Never Too Late. It's El Cajon on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
When things have started to fall, you're really gone to pieces, and you had just begun to start with one of life's new leases. You know the plans, the plans, the plans of all disintegrated. Have you forgotten where you've placed them? You may as well have just erased them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's never too late to start living. Today now, you may as well be on your way now. Put all the things from your desk into the box and walk out real slowly. It would be 50 years today now. She seems just so far away now. You can't imagine that she is gone. But you know that life must go on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's never too late to start living. it's never too late to start living. Never too late when you're on the ground. It's never too late to start believing. You're never too old till you're in the ground. And you're not in the ground yet.
Beautiful ballad from the band El Cajon on KHMB. It's Coastside Carousel. And they'll be at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, September 19th. 6 o'clock showtime ends around 8 o'clock. R.J. Holmberg is here and our good friend David Gilmore. I'm Mike Dale. When you're writing, how do you put the sausage together?
It's different almost every time, but it's kind of an electric shock quite often where it just hits me. And this one was definitely about, you know, my story with my wife June and how we met and how she really inspired me and how I feel insanely lucky, and sort of like about our history, about our first date at the Rat and Raven in San Francisco when we, you know, were still trying to figure out if we liked each other and we held hands under the table and I felt like that was a good sign. So yeah, it was about that love story, you know, that's what hit me.
I want to play this one now. It's a great jam and it's got a beautiful violin. The bass is just phenomenal on this one. And it's called Polygram, Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
Until the sun comes up, baby.
Until the sun comes up, baby.
Your community, your voice. It's KHMB Radio at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Coastside Carousel and Mike Dale sitting with you. And the beautiful band El Cajon. There is Polygram. This 20 minutes goes by super fast, RJ. I mean, it's like lightning bolt between three songs and conversation.
Yeah, I would just say thanks again for having us, man. It's nice to meet you. Love the fact that you do what you do. Really, it's great. And so, and as far as El Cajon, we're rolling. We're not stopping. We've got like six songs in the hopper right now that are recorded, being mixed. And so we'll continue to release singles as you do nowadays with streaming platforms. And, keep going and ideally do some small tours, play a bunch of shows. We try to play, I don't know, two, three times a month when we can. And I would just say to everybody that I say it every time we play live, it's truly never too late. How about you? Any closing words, David?
I'm just really psyched that El Cajon's coming down to the Coastside. I think we're going to introduce the Coastside to a great band, and it's going to be a party at OPL.
Get to OPL and support local musicians and the local venues in which they play. It's the band El Cajon with RJ Holmberg and David Gilmore. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Mike.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, many lament the lack of morality among our youth. Consequently, schools have undertaken to teach morals to students, yet without any reference to religion. To attempt teaching morality without teaching religion is nothing more than having a body without a heart. George Washington opposed the separation of religious teachings from moral instruction. In his farewell address, he warned, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality may be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." George Washington believed that students should be taught morality, but that those moral teachings must include religion.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.